You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Cats and crazy kittens, I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, welcoming you to the Juke in the Back. 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues you can use from the top of your head to the soles of your worn-out walking shoes. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. And you know, with everything that's going on in the world today, I thought all my cats and kittens could use a little smile. Maybe something to split your sides and make you feel all right. So I thought this week's Juke in the Back should be rhythm and blues novelty songs. What better way to get through these trying times than a little laughter? Currently, the Juke in the Back cannot accept visitors, but we have turned the juke towards the street and opened the door so all this great rhythm and blues can pour outside and you can still stop by for a listen. Stay safe, all my cats and kittens, as we go back to 1954 to kick off this week's Rhythm and Blues novelty show with some Louis Jordan, who was the biggest selling R&B artist of the 1940s. Jordan had parted ways with Decca Records in the early 1950s, and by 1954 was on Aladdin Records, the small little independent label out of Los Angeles. Even though he was on a smaller label now, his humor was still quite intact. Exemplified by this song opening up this week's Rhythm and Blues Novelty Songs edition of The Juke in the Back. Here's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Dat Gum Your Hide, Boy.
I gave you some good food to eat and a place to rest your head. I let you wear my brand new suit, let you wear my new shoes. And when you asked me for my money, I never did refuse. Now look at you sitting there laughing.
Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog. Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog.
Then you met my baby. Of my heart. I could tell from the way you looked at her that trouble was bound to start. You started all your jiving and made her think the moon was green. You know, Daddy, I dig you the most. You're the most conniving fella I ever seen. You hear me?
Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog.
I thought you was my buddy, thought you was my pal. You beat me out of all my money, and then you tried to steal my gal. But one of these days I'm gonna get you, and you heard what I said. But in the meantime, I hope you take another drink and stand up and drop dead. You hear me?
Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog.
Stop that.
Dadgum, your hide, boy.
Dadgum,
your dirty.
Hey, lady. Don't even talk to him, he ain't no good. And when a cat ain't no good, put him down.
Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide. Dadgum, your dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted the hog. Dadgum, your hide, boy. Dadgum, your dirty hide.
Eat up my spaghetti and meatball. Wore my brand new suit, wore my shoes. Beat me out all my money and stole my woman. Look at him. Look at him sitting there, kid. I ought to take a short stick. You got what you come here for. Now get on out of here, you hear me?
Dadgum, you dirty dog. I gave you the pig and you wanted a hog.
The other night I took a ride with little old Lucy Brown. We went to all the honky tonks. We really got around. She's 5'2" with eyes of blue and pretty as a queen. I didn't know her pop was a city cop, and she was just 15. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. I filed my income tax return, thought I'd save some dough. I cheated just a little bit, I knew they'd never know. I got some money back this year, like I always do. They'll have to catch me before I pay Internal Revenue. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me. Separated just the other day. Last thing that she said to me was, brother, you will pay. She said I'd pay her every week, I'd better never fail. I said, before I send you a dime, I'll die right here in jail. Good morning, Judge. Why do you look so mean, sir? And Mr. Judge, what can the charges be? If there's been trouble, I will plead not guilty. It must be someone else. You know it can't be me.
Wynonie, Mr. Blues Harris. Good morning, Judge. A rhythm and blues smash from the summer of 1950 on the King label. It hit number 6 on the R&B charts. And man, Wynonie is as stubborn as they come. Before he sends you a dime, he'll die right here in jail. It's gonna be one of the greatest lines from the time, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'm spinning some great, funny rhythm and blues records this week, like this next one. It's by Big Maybelle, whose real name is Mabel Louise Smith, and she's originally from Jackson, Tennessee. Unfortunately, we lost her back in 1972, but in the early 1950s, she just scored hit after hit for the OK label, before moving on to Savoy in 1954. We're catching her right here in 53. This song hit number 3 on the R&B charts, but you never hear it today. So I'm cleaning off the old 78 right now, loading it into the Rockola Juke, so you cats and kittens can dig on some of this jive. Here's Big Maybelle, Gabin Blues.
Here come old evil chick, always telling everybody she come from Chicago. Got Mississippi written all over.
You better stop trying to run my business.
Look who's got business.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody scared of you.
Better stop trying to run my business.
Somebody need to run it before they run you out of town.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Nothing you can do. Never could do nothing.
Cause I'll talk about you low down and dirty.
Blabbermouth.
Everything I'll say will be true.
I bet not never let the cat out the bag on you, child. You'll be ruined.
You know, I know, I know.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing about nobody.
I even know when you were born.
When I was born, you were suffering from old age arthritis and lost the memory.
You know, I know, I know you.
Oh, Miss Know-All. You don't know nothing.
Yes, and I even know when you were born.
In school, she was so thick-headed, they put her out. She's taking up too much space.
And if you don't keep cool, honey,
keep cool. That's a threat.
It'll be so hot you can't go home.
So hot now, child, you can't go back home. Police looking for you.
Ha! You got that nerve to stand on every corner?
Stand in the way I please.
Laugh at every passerby.
I laugh at him as a seal.
Your face is laugh material. I bet your mirror make you cry.
I bet your face will stop any clock.
Well, stop trying. Run my business.
I'll run yours and mine anytime I feel like it.
Oh, I'll have to do what I hate to do.
Came up here, it's just gone to your head. That's what's the matter with you.
Cause I talk about you low down and dirty.
I expect that of you. Dirty anyway.
And everything I said be true. Hey, watch out.
Cow, cow. Chicken horn, chicken to hold a hummer. Love fried, with a little one of them. I love the air when I double hummer. Laying down on something that a jigger wall. Love fried, the air when I love a hummer. Oh, love the mouth, chicken love a hummer. Laying down, I want a double zipper zipper.
Do that again.
Do, 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 bom. Oh, God, loving in a blubber lover. Love fried, a hippin' in a hippo lover. I love loving in a blubber lover. Love fried, a ringin' jigger hubba lover. Oh, love the mouth, chicken love a hummer. Laying down, the truck like I want a double. I love the zipping in the hubble. Love ride the rickety get blubber doo. I love the woody woody backer backer.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow, loving in the blubber doo. Love ride the hippity zipper doo. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hubble. He ride a one and a record backer. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hubble. He ride the woody woody slubber doo. Oh, love the mail ticket lover hubble.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do, 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 bom.
Gow, gow, loving in the blubber, lover. I love the something that I love to do. He ride a truck like a lover do. I love the something that I love to do. Oh, love the man, take a lover, lover. He ride a one and a lover, lover. Oh, love the man, take a lover, lover. Laying down a loving in the blubber, do. He ride a slipper to hubba, lover.
The other day, I ate a cool water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do, 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 bom.
Cow, cow, lovin' in a blubber, lover. Hell, ride a ricky-ticky hubba, lover. I love a wonderful zipper, do. He ride a livin' in a hubba, lover. Hell, ride a hubbin' in a wonderful. He ride a wonderful record-maker. Oh, hell, come hell, take a lover, hubba. Bring down a wonderful zipper, do. He ride a hubbin' in a gun-dubber.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do, 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 bom.
Cow, cow,
a rubber biscuit?
The Chips from 1956, with one of those no-nonsense kind of songs that keeps you coming back for seconds. It made a very small impression when it was originally released in 56, but made a much bigger splash when the Blues Brothers covered it in the late 1970s for their Briefcase Full of Blues album on Atlantic. It's a classic, and baby, like most things, I feel the original is still the greatest. And maybe that can be said for this next tune as well. Now this has quite a story to it, baby. I'm gonna do my best to explain it the best I can, so bear with me. Back in the vaudeville days, there was a stand-up comedian named Dusty Fletcher. And unfortunately, back in those days, there was segregation in vaudeville as much as there was segregation in anything else. So you had your black vaudeville and you had your white vaudeville. Well, Dusty Fletcher was a very popular comedian who used to do this act. It involved him wearing oversized shoes and a suit that didn't fit him right, and a ladder. And as the routine went on, he'd knock on the door and call into his friend Richard, who was inside the house. "Open the door, Richard," he'd say. Well, during the 1940s, vaudeville was pretty much done, but Dusty Fletcher was still, you know, touring the circuit. He was the opening comedian for a time for Jack McVeigh and his band. He would do that open the door Richard routine. Well, in late 1946, Jack McVeigh had a little extra studio time. So him and the band decided to cut the old open the door Richard routine. They did it the best that they could remember it from their time with Dusty Fletcher. Well, Black and White Records released it and it became an absolute smash, hitting number 2 on the R&B charts in early 1947. Herb Abramson, who at this time was the A&R man for National Records, he would soon form Atlantic Records with co-founder Ahmet Erdogan. Herb decided to get Dusty Fletcher into the studio to cut a competing version of the song Open the Door, Richie. He did, and that version went to number 2 on the R&B charts. Then Louis Jordan and Count Basie both cut cover versions of the tune, and that went to number 2 on the R&B charts. It's amazing, all 4 versions of this song went to number 2 on the R&B charts during the year 1947. I mean, the Open the Door, Richard routine was as big as they come in 1947, but by 1948 it was done. Now here's where the legal trouble comes in. Another vaudevillian by the name of John Spider Bruce Mason claimed that he'd been doing the whole Open the Door, Richard routine before Dusty Fletcher. He wanted a piece of the pie. So it went to court, and in the end, the publishing royalties from the song were split between Dusty Fletcher, Spider Bruce, Jack McVeigh, and another publisher. And that's the story behind Open the Door, Richard. We're going to hear the second recorded version of the song by Dusty Fletcher. Remember, it was his routine that inspired Jack McVeigh to record the first version of Open the Door, Richard. But here's Dusty off the National label from 1947. This is Juke in the Back.
Oh, so you throwed me out, huh? Well, that's all right. That ain't the first time I've been thrown out of a saloon. I know what I'll do. I'm going on home and get me some sleep. I wonder what did Richard do with that key? Why did he go to sleep with the key? Well, that's all right. I'll just wake him up and make him open the door. Open the door, Richard. That's the boy I rooms with. Open the door, Richard. I know he ain't going out nowhere, cause I got on the clothes. Open the door, Richard. Now that's when I don't like to room with nobody. He don't want to open the door for me. And I owe just as much rent up here as he do.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me.
I'm gonna move sad in the hair. This old woman, she charging too much rent. $3 a month. And got the nerve to be mad because we 11 months in the rear. Why, she come acting me this morning, she said, when you boys trying to give me some of my back rent? So I just told her she lucky if she getting the front rent out of me. On the door, Richard. Then she come acting me when is I'm going to work. And I ain't thinking about no work. I don't want no job. I'm going back on relief Monday. I was on relief last summer, but I don't know. They got short of help and they couldn't send your checks out and you had to go get them, so I give it up.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me.
Richard, it's cool out here.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard.
Richard, why don't
I'll get in. I'll go around through the back and I'll come around through the alley. I don't need no Richard. Oh, I don't want no police. I'll get in. I'll get in. I bet a man I'll get in. Hey, Richard! Ain't this a shame? The police is looking for me. I'll get somebody else locked up and get myself messed up.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard.
Open the door and let me in. The door, Richard, why don't you open that door?
Now, let's see now. It used to be old stepladder laying around here somewhere. Oh, yeah, it is. I know what I'd do. I'd take his ladder and climb up on the trestle. That's what I'd do.
Say, boy, what are you doing up on that ladder?
Open the door, Richard. Here's the man out here.
Oh, the law.
Sir?
What are you doing up on that ladder?
I live up here.
You live up there?
Yes.
Well, why don't you come down and go in the door?
I don't live in the door. I live on the second floor.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard.
now, you mean to tell me a man can't stood on his own ladder?
No, a man can't stood on his own ladder.
Oh, well, over to Richard. Well, I guess that must be a new law just come out. Suppose I don't come down, then what's gonna happen?
Then I'm gonna whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, no. Whoop who to who gets sober?
I'm gonna whoop you until you get sober.
Oh, yeah? Wait a minute, Walter, what you doing? No, don't do that, man. You hit my button. Don't do that. Hold my door, Pat Richard. Don't do that, man. That hurt my bunion. Ain't just a shame. Let me come on down. You act like one of them police. They never arrest nobody before.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
All right. What you say you gonna do now?
I said I'm gonna whoop you until you get sober.
Don't do that.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding here. You gonna whoop who?
I'm gonna whoop you.
Oh, no, you ain't.
I won't do what?
No, you won't. Oh, wait a minute. I'll get bleed. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, what the hell? Hold my door up, Richard.
Wait a minute. Let's get some understanding.
Look, at the judge told me don't come down there no more. You gonna mess me up. I'm gonna get on the door. Open the door,
Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Go back home and tell more of them they got me, Richard.
Open the door and let me in.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Open the door, Richard.
Richard, you done me dirty.
Richard, why don't
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeinthebak.org.
You're listening to the Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Trilling down the avenue. Pick up on that new long hemline. Man, I bet she's got some fine gamarinas. Hey, Dad, dig that takeoff. Baby, just how sharp can you be? Look out, man. I'm going over and sound this mad chick, cause she's real crazy. She's real gone. Hey, baby. You're the greatest. You're the greatest girl I ever knew. Honey, when I see you walking down the avenue, oh, you're the grandest chick I've ever seen. Baby, I love to see you prancing. Honey, you are really keen. Come here, let me tell you something.
Huh?
Oh, you got what it takes.
Of course I have.
To get all the bricks.
And I get them, too.
And drive all the men.
Well, I killed a few.
Oh, you're really frantic.
You know it, too.
When you get romantic.
Yeah, Daddy.
Baby, That's your style. You're the greatest girl I ever knew. Sugar, you are never slipping when I see you tipping down the avenue. And let me whisper in your ear. Now you've got what it takes.
I want to thank you,
to
too.
To get all the breaks.
I get them too, Daddy.
Drive all the men wild.
Can I knock you out?
Ah, you're really frantic.
How frantic can I get?
And when you get romantic, baby, That's your style.
Of course it is.
You're the greatest girl I ever knew. Sugar, you are never slipping when I see you tipping. Come on, let's tip down the avenue.
An extremely cool cat by the name of Dallas Bartley. He cut that for National 1947, the same year that Dusty Fletcher cut Open the Door Richard for National, two national records in a row on Juke in the Back. Now, Dallas Bartley was a bassist, and he played in many of the top bands of the day. He was actually Louis Jordan's bassist for most of the 1940s. He also played with Roy Milton, Annie Laurie, and Gatemouth Moore. Dallas also wrote the Louis Jordan hit Early in the Morning. That was his most successful side for National, You're the Greatest. And now we move into two different records by two different groups that feature the same guy on lead vocal, and that guy is Richard Berry. Berry not only wrote the original Louie Louie, but he was in so many Los Angeles groups, some credited, some uncredited, that you just lose count after a while. He was also a talented writer, and he had such a distinct voice. In 1954, Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller brought him in to sing lead for their group, The Robins. They were producing a new song they had written called Riot and Cell Block Number 9, and it just needed that extra bass touch. Now, Bobby Nunn was the bass singer of The Robins. Why didn't he sing it? Well, from what I've been told, Bobby Nunn was set to sing the tune, but then objected to the overall tone of the song. He didn't like singing about a riot in a cell block. So Richard Berry was hanging out, as he often did, and he sang the lead on that. They didn't credit him because he was under contract with the Bahari Brothers, who owned RPM and Modern Records at the time. So to avoid a lawsuit, Lieber and Stoller kept it hush-hush. The Bahari Brothers, of course, knew that that was Richard Berry singing the lead, so they grabbed him, threw him in the studio, and made him cut a song very similar to it. But without the songwriting expertise of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, their song, The Big Break, fell flat. So here's Richard Berry with the original Riot and Cell Block Number 9 on the Juke in the Back.
On July the 2nd, 1953, I was serving time for armed robbery. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on.
Trouble started in cell block number 5. It spread like fire across the prison floor. I said, okay, boys, getting ready to run. Here come the warden with the Tommy gun. Said, come out with your hands up in the air. If you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Scarface Jones said, it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, cause the fuse is lit. The 47th hour, the tear gas got our men. We're all back in our cells, but every now and then.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on.
long shots, parlays, and daily doubles has caused me ulcers, headaches, and all kinds of troubles. I done bet more horses than the post office got stamps. But the horses is eating good and I got miss meal cramps.
Lord, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
If I could pick a horse to win, place, a show, I wouldn't be so broke, hungry, and poor. But I lost so much money playing them across the board that I wouldn't bet on silver if the Lone Ranger rode.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
Scratch sheets, racing farms, and paraphernalia has caused me to be nothing but a tramp and a complete failure. I done lost my car and done pawned all my clothes. I done even lost my wife and I'm sleeping outdoors.
Oh, you can't beat the horses, no matter how you try. You can't beat the horses, they'll break you by and by.
You know, them horses done just about run me crazy. Yeah, since I've been playing them horses, I ain't got a bit of sense. And when I say sense, I mean C-E-N-T-S, sense.
How do you do, folks? It's showtime. And let me show you what we have here to show. And now that dynamic personality, and here he is, the one and only King Perry.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very kindly. It's very wonderful to be here this week. In fact, it's wonderful to be here any week. It's been so many weeks since I worked a week. And when I got this week, I was almost too weak to work this week. But we got some wonderful jive in store for you. Things are really bad. No kidding, things are so bad till if they get better, they'll still be terrible. I got to get on my agent. He's got to get on the ball. You know, the price of ham is so high till the man wanted to charge me $2 just to smell the hook where the ham hung. Right now, we're going to do a little ditty for you entitled, I Must Have Been an Ugly Baby. When I was born by Ma and Pa, they looked at me and said, oh, sure. Ma said I looked just like Pa. So Pa went out and got the law. I must have been an ugly baby. Well, I must have been a homely child. When I was only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet I drove the little kiddies wild. And when it came to winning blue ribbons, I know I showed the other kiddies how. I can see the judges now when I took my little bow. I bet they said, whoa, 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 wow, whoa, wow. Well, I must have been an ugly baby, 'cause folks is look at me now. Winning blue ribbons, I know I showed the other kiddies how. I can see the judges now when I took my little bow. I bet they said, wow, wow, woo, woo, wee, wow, wow, wow. Well, I must have been an ugly baby. God, folks, says, look at me now.
King Perry, I Must Have Been an Ugly Baby from 1951. Before that, with some great advice, You Can't Beat the Horses. That's Big Boy Groves off the Vita label from 56. And the set was kicked off with the Robins with Riot and Cell Block Number 9 from 54. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, and this week I'm looking at the lighter side of rhythm and blues. These are some of the records that made us chuckle in the soul that came before rock and roll, early 50s rhythm and blues, the building blocks of rock and roll. So let's hear more from that underground R&B sound. This one spins off the Savoy label from 1953. The Emmett Slay Trio hail from Detroit. They got this very funny song about what it might have been like in Korea for a soldier during mail call. Well, let's hope it didn't turn out this way for too many soldiers over in Korea. Here's Trio Mail Call on Juke in the Back.
Hey, man, here's a letter that you missed at mail call this morning. I picked it up for you.
Thanks, my man. It must be from my boy, telling me about my wife. I told him to look out for her. She's a good girl. Would you read this for me? I can't read, you know.
Sure. Dear buddy, how are things over there in Korea? I sure envy you over there in the thick of things. I was over to see your wife last night, and while I was there, your brother-in-law, Smelly, dropped in. He was wearing a pretty brown suit, the one that you bought just before you left. Your wife gave it to him because she said most likely it would be out of style by the time you got back. Three or four other couples dropped in, and I guess we killed about four or five cases of beer. We offered to chip in to pay for them, but your wife wouldn't let us because she said that you sent her $25 and $30 extra to do with as she wishes. We thought your wife would be a little shaken up after the accident she'd had last week with your brand new Cadillac. But you'd never know she'd had a head-on collision and it smashed your car to bits. The other driver, he's still in the hospital and he's threatening to sue. But we all admire your wife's courage by her willingness to mortgage the home to pay the bill. But to get back to the party, you should have seen your wife doing her interpretation of Rose Hathaway. She was still going on strong when we said goodnight to her and Claude. Oh, I guess you know Claude. Claude's rooming at your house. He says that your wife can cook bacon and eggs better than anybody else in the world. Well, buddy, I guess I might as well bid you goodnight now. I can see across the street from my window into yours, and your wife and Claude are having a nightcap. He's got on a pretty smoking jacket, the one that you used to love to wear so often. Well, buddy, good night, but do me one big favor. Give all of those communists headcon. Hey, man, what you doing with that gun? Put that gun down. Hot dog. I gave him the wrong letter.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. Earlier in the show, we heard Richard Berry. He was singing Riot and Cell Block Number 9 with the Robins. Now I'd like to play another record from him. This one from 1955. He began his career in Los Angeles singing with the Flares. He would go on to write Louie Louie and record the original version of the tune in 1956, and is often overlooked as one of the great rhythm and blues singers of the 1950s. He wrote and cut this tune Next Time in 1955 for the Flare label. The tune would be covered in 1957 by Louis Prima, featuring his sax player Sam Butera on lead vocal. And since then, it's become an all-time classic. Here's this week's Great 78, Richard Berry with Next Time.
I saw this cat leave my pet, and this made me awful sad. And in the meantime, I was getting mad. I said, baby, what explanation do you have? She said, next time. Next time. I said, no next time, baby. That was the last time for me.
my hat and headed for the dock. I knew I wouldn't be back there no more. Then the landlord walked up a real cool gent and said, "Hey, buddy, how's about the rent?" I said, "Next time. Next time." He said, "No next time, nothing. You gonna pay me right now." Well, after the confusion had all died down, I figured I'd better get out of town. But when I arrived at the airport, there stood a man with a notice, failure to support. I said, "Next time." Took me to see that friend of mine. Yeah, district court, room 229. The judge say, "Your payments are way behind." I said, "Don't worry, daddy, it won't happen next time." He said, "Next time? What do you mean?
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Chalk. I bought myself a bill, then I had to take a walk. While I was gone, some no good John had drank up my last dime. I never thought a man would stoop to such a petty crime. Who drank my bill while I was in the rear? Please tell me somebody. Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction. A bid on Jesse Vaporator scoot off like a fly. It ain't got legs to walk away, which proves that there's a guy. One of you fellas at the bar who drank a beer for free. Be honest with me, boys, point the buzzard out to me. Who drank my beer? Who? While I was in the rim. Point out that lowdown moocher. I'm gonna dislocate his future. As far back as my memory goes, I've been a friend to man. When one was down and I was around, I'd lend a helping hand. Want one of you gents with good intent, please do the same for me. Replace my beer so I'll still love and trust humanity. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Such dealings call for action. I'm demanding satisfaction.
Dave Dave Bartholomew, who not only discovered Fats Domino in the late 1940s, but he was also the A&R man for the New Orleans operations for Imperial Records. He was a talented band leader, songwriter, producer, trumpet player, and all-around groovy guy. Who drank my beer while I was in the rear? Man, I want to know. Someone's gonna pay. I am demanding satisfaction. See, that doesn't happen here at the Juke in the Back. Babe, if you gotta step out for a moment, you got respect over here. No one's gonna touch your juice. I promise you that. I'll keep an eye on it for you. It's the least I can do to thank you for dropping by. Before that, the Clovers from 1954, a big number six R&B record, and that features Billy Mitchell on lead vocal. The Clovers had several great, fantastic leads. Billy Mitchell was just one of them. Now let's hear a tune from Andre Williams, who was born in Alabama but moved to Detroit and really made a name for himself singing with the $5. Soon that group became Andre Williams and the Don Juans. He broke through in 56 with the song Bacon Fat. Now, I was going to play Bacon Fat, but I decided I'd rather play this one. This came out in 57 on the Fortune label. Here's Jailbait, Andre Williams, on Juke in the Back.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jailbait. It's a rough temptation, but a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas. For goodness sake, 15, 16, 17, that's jailbait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her are by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go. But you know it all. You have yourself a ball. And now that it is too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jailbait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jailbait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait. Please, Mr. Judge, if you just let me go this time, I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother none 15. I ain't gonna bother none 16. I ain't gonna bother none 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'ma leave that 20 old ones alone too. I'ma get my girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother the young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Toy bell. She gave it to me when it started to ring. Grandma called it my ding-a-ling. Oh! My
ding-a-ding-a-ding. There was a girl who lived next door. I wanna play with her yo-yo. I play with her yo-yo on the string, and she play with my ding-a-ling. Oh,
my ding-a-ling, oh, my ding-a-ling, oh, oh my, it's to this thing.
Chick's no cinch, but I really get her going when I take out my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. The band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Tried to tease her, I gave her a little pinch, but she said, now stop that jiving and get out that big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. I cover her with kisses when we're in a lover's clinch, and when she gets all excited, she begs for my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves that big 10-inch record of her favorite blues. Gal don't go for smoking, and liquor just makes her flinch. Seems she just goes for nothing except my big 10-inch record of the band that plays the blues. Well, the band that plays the blues. She just loves my big 10-inch record of her favorite blues.
Bull Moose Jackson spinning off of King Records from 1952 and Big 10-inch Record. I'm Matt the Cat, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's program dedicated to R&B novelty songs. And I hope that during these times of uncertainty, this show at least gave you a break, loosened you up a little bit, made you laugh, and forget about isolation. And I hope you're doing okay. Hang in there, cats and kittens. We will get through this together. Remember, until next week, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here on the Juke in the Back. Let's end the rhythm and blues novelty show the same way we began it, with Louis Jordan, the king of jump and jive. Let's go back to 1946, spinning off of Decca Records. He's got some advice for all you fellas out there. It's Beware.
Have a great week, everybody. Wash your hands, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
Now, fellas, just you fellas, listen to me. Got something to tell you. I want you to listen to every word and govern yourself accordingly. Now, pay attention. You see these girls with these fine diamonds and fox furs and fine clothes? Well, Jack, they're looking for a husband. And you're listening to a man that knows.
They're not hooking.
They ain't fooling. And if you fool around with them, you're going to get yourself a schooling. If she saves your dough and won't go to a show,
beware, brother, beware.
And if she's easy to kiss and never resist, be careful.
Beware, brother,
be careful. And if you go for a walk and she just listens while you talk,
look out.
She's trying to hook you. And if nobody's looking and she asks you to taste her cooking,
don't do it.
And if you go to a show and she wants to sit in the back row,
bring her down front.
Bring her right down front. And if you go for a snack and she wants a booth in the back, watch her. She's trying to hook you. And listen, if she's used to caviar and fine silk, and when she goes out with you, she wants a hot dog and a malted milk. She's been used to going to Carnegie Hall, and when you take out nightclub and she wants to hear one meatball.
That's all.
If she grabs your hand and says, darling, you're such a nice man.
Beware,
I'm telling you.
Now, listen to me.
You think he's listening to me?
Yeah, he's listening.
You better listen to me. I'm telling you what's being put out. You better pick up on it. Now listen to this. If a sister calls you brother, you better get further, I'm telling you.
You better hit her.
And if she's kind of wild and she said, darling, please give me a trial. Don't do it. Don't be weak. Don't give it to her. If she looks up in your face and just melts into place,
let her melt.
Forget it. You think he's paying attention to her? Should I ask him about
it?
Tell him everything? Okay, I'll tell him. Listen. If she calls you on the phone and she says, darling, are you all alone?
Tell her no.
You got three girls with you. Don't pay no attention to women. Stand up for your rights.
That's right.
Be a man. That's
Superman.
Right. Should I tell him about
everything?
Well, listen. This is very important. If you turn out the light and she don't fight,
that's all.
That's all. That's the end. It's too late then. She got you hooked. You just well to stick with her. Put down that race to the farm and pay attention to me. Now, listen. If you get home about 2 and you don't know what to do and you pull back the curtain and the whole family's looking at you, get your business straight and set the date and don't be late.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.